Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
He a fuck clown. Niggas thought I fell off and bitches couldn't wait for it. Want a verse, you give it first and yep, you gotta pay for it. It's time for my favorite line. Fuck y'all talking about. I've been low getting that dodo when they ask my whereabouts. I've been snaked by plenty bitches that I used to fuck with. You gon' fat yourself slump, got her on that tough shit. Three surgeries, three bullets, like to think I'm kinda blessed. Fucking with them fuck around, the only thing that I regret. Three surgeries, three bullets, and I still remain the G. Bitches wishing that I died. This ain't no loving memory. Bitch, I'm back.
Okay. Big and Lazy podcast.
Yes, sir.
You heard that.
That shit was heat. That's so, that heat.
That was a talking that shit in there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where was that? Like, before we get into all that, we got a special guest. A very special guest. First Lady, China. Mm-hmm. Make some noise for her.
First Lady.
Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
No problem.
What was you going through when you made that? What was it like?
It sounded like it was deep right there. You know, it got deep.
Well, people was trying to make fun of me, calling me handicapped bitches and all kind of shit.
Damn.
So yeah. I dropped that song.
What happened to you, if you don't mind me asking?
I got shot.
Damn. Well, you blessed to still be here, and we glad that you done stopped through the Big and Lazy podcast. As you know, we always fuck with people that we think got some good motion and some good conversation. So mm-hmm. when the name came up, I was like, for sure.
Yeah. And we're going to get. Oh, yeah, no problem. We're going to get into that a little later, but we got to get into our sponsor. We have Dana Monique's Juice Lady Lane Lemonades right here. You can hit up on Facebook. Dana Monique.
We're drinking it right now, and that shit pressure, too.
And it's delicious. You get one for $15, you get two for $25. They come in different flavors, and it's how you order is you go to her Facebook, Dana Monique, for the Louisville area, Kentuckiana area. It's just delicious.
And it's infused.
Infused, so don't have too many of them, you know.
Support black business, man. Mm-hmm. Support black business.
I'm still the man on ice. I'm going to put mine on some ice.
Better.
I like it with cognac, huh? I'm
said
really
you better.
Like,
fucked
up, ain't I?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be no good in a minute.
So, musically, what inspires you and how long you been doing music?
I've been doing music since I was like 14.
Okay.
But I really started getting serious when I was probably like 20, 21. Mm-hmm. But Five's inspiration. I really don't, like, I'm a music person. I love all kind of music. Like, I listen to old music, new music. I'm talking about music before I was even thought of. Like, yeah. It's just music, period. I don't really have a inspiration.
I'm the same way. I love old music. It's something, it do something to the soul.
Mm-hmm, it do.
You know, I think we all grew up on some good old music. What's your favorite, like, old school band or song or... You know.
Well, my favorite old school artist is R. Kelly.
Okay.
I love R. Kelly.
Hey, man, free to go.
And Mary.
Yeah, I love Mary, too. Mm-hmm. Especially at My Life. My Life does something to me. I remember my mom's listening to it.
That's a classic game, bro.
Yeah. I love Mary.
On the way over here, I was listening to all the Isley Brothers. With Ron Isley on the radio.
Right.
They still making hits.
Hey, Ron ain't going to never quit, man. And this goes back to R. Kelly, man. You know, once he got older, he started fucking with Kells. Kel still had them hits for him, you know what I'm saying? But what you feel about people not listening to Kelly no more? You know, we like R. Kelly, you know. Everybody got demons. If we picked out everybody's demons, motherfuckers would be.
That's a hell of a demon to have, though, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I just, you know.
I can separate the man from the music.
I can't, you know, like.
I say we need to focus on our community. It's a lot of R. Kelly niggas that been picking up little honeys from school and, you know what I'm saying?
And from what we know, shit, they parents consent, so.
Definitely. Because, I mean, just to keep it real, should no young girl should have been with R. Kelly after the first trial. We knew he was, you know.
It was on camera.
You know what I'm saying? Like, after that, it's on you. Like, I'm not letting my daughter go to R. Kelly's.
Yeah.
Love you, but fuck you.
Because this nigga's doing that now.
Facts.
I know y'all seen ATL, right? Mm-hmm. I just peeked in the movie. Remember when Ant said, what are those, 24s? Nah, them are 28s, right?
That's why you should be in class.
Nah, so Big Boy was about 25, 26 in that movie. You see the little girl he dropped off at high school?
Yep.
Yeah. I just caught that. Oh, my God. You little pervert.
That shit been going on. The first chick I ever thought was a bad chick in my school was getting picked up by a nigga 25, 26. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how they like it these days, too. Definitely. They don't give a fuck.
And they look down on us.
And the men. Definitely. They don't care.
They look down on us like, my boyfriend's 25. Girl, you being raped. You are 16. You know.
That was a weird flex.
Not for real, though.
Definitely.
It is.
So, I'm going to get into this. Like, what was your, I seen that video, the sex talk video. Like, what was your, would you challenge? Channeling your inner Lil' Kim, what was you going for, man?
I don't know. That's one of my favorite songs, too. No, but that's the side of me people don't get to see. And that's, like, really who I am.
A sexy side.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I can definitely tell, though, you know, but a lot of women these days, especially with your profession, rapping, you got to come off a little, you know what I'm saying, before you lay back. Because, you know what I'm saying, that's what's going on right now, you know.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the sexy rappers is the ones that's always talking about sex. But if you got range, you know what I'm saying? That's what counts.
That's a big difference.
Showed your range first. And he said something about that video. I seen the preview to the video with Anna B. She was in it.
You had a video with her?
Set It Off,
yeah. When is that
dropping? Oh, it is. Okay.
Is it already dropped? Or is it?
Yeah, it already dropped.
Okay, yeah. I ain't checked. I seen the preview and I didn't get to check it out yet, but it looked like it was ready to be.
That's her video?
Pressure.
Man. Hers. Oh, okay. Yeah. I had made a post and was like, I want three girls on a song. I'm going to pay for the video shoot, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. They sent me their music, and them was the three I liked out of all the people that sent me. So I did a video with them.
I gotta check that out. I seen the preview. I thought they were just extra. So everybody got a verse. Four. Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. We had her on the show too. She's a very talented young girl, man.
Yeah, that's young my
woman.
Little sus.
Yeah, young woman. I don't say young girl. Young woman.
I like her.
Even her conversation was different.
She's no a cap. Trip.
To be a young, you know what I'm saying, a younger woman. How do you feel about the up and coming, because it looks like you're embracing them.
Yeah.
Some people don't like to embrace.
I love to see bitches doing their shit. Yeah. I'm not no hater. That's one thing I'm not. I'm never going to hate.
And Nicki Minaj is losing a lot of respect for just being a hater.
Yeah.
Just being a hater. So.
She's on some drugs or something. You see that video? She's on some Molly.
I don't really fool with her.
She was rolling around on the couch.
I'm more Cardi B fan.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I like Cardi B. Mm-hmm.
And this
like
man, Cardi. Justin the Microphone, is the greatest producer in the world, B. Haywood.
Yes, sir.
So that's the man that makes the wheels turn.
Shout out to the GOAT, man.
Uh-huh.
And so, if you... Go ahead, bro.
So did you see... she just opened up as Suki?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen
that. Yeah, that's dope. That was...
She made the move for the city. That's why I said, man, if more people would just support... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'll.
Their area, man. Because it's like you go to Atlanta, man. You meet people that's on in Atlanta getting paid, and we don't know who they are, but they city fucks with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like I think the worst thing our city does is don't support each other. It's been a lot of talent.
Nobody wants to see each other get ahead.
Facts, and it's always somebody like, I know somebody to rap too. Bro. They better than man. Fuck all that better than you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So. You know, I promote my podcast, and I mass send my shit to DMs. Like, I'll make a reel, then I'll send it to the max on Instagram, 50. So, most people, 99.9% of people, either they respond to it, they like it, leave me on red, no big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's one chick went out of her fucking way. Don't send me this bullshit no more. Don't whoop, 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 whoop. What's all this coming from, fam? Like, just... If you didn't like it, just help block me. Just fuck it. You ain't got to just... She just went out her way. Yeah, she got four baby daddies and still no family. So she got every right to be upset. I see why she's mad. So, you know, I'd be a punching bag if it make you feel better.
Man, shit like that can be dream killers, though. you know,
dream kill
make
my
you
ass,
feel like, huh? You know, make you feel like you ain't doing enough. So back to the music real quick. If there was somebody in the industry that you can work with musically or producer wise, you can name one of each. You know, like Big always say, no budget. You know, you can really go grab who you want. Who's the top producer you'll grab and the top artist? And it could be from the past too. If you got an artist that you would, you know,
I'm so old hearted. Like, it'd be so many. I don't know. But okay, if we talking recent artists, I would say our popular artists, I would say right now, Mulatto. I like Mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like Mulatto.
She's tough.
Producers, I don't know. Mm. But I like Mulatto. I like male artists. Mm. Lil Baby.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Yeah, Lil Baby definitely get you a hit too.
I like
Lil Baby. Ain't gonna play with your music. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Lil Baby, man. A lot of people don't fuck with Lil Baby, man.
Give me if I had a producer,
I fuck with Rod too. I ain't gonna flex.
Who?
Now, Rod Way.
Ah, yeah.
A lot of people be, you know, they be hating on my nigga.
I was one of them ones they was coming at on Facebook about Rod Way.
I could feel Rod. I could fuck with him. Like, he relate to a lot of people. Most people don't want to admit shit they going through, but right. Like, he relate to a lot of people.
But some people, I feel like...
I fucked with Rod. When he first came out, like, at Ghetto Gospel 3, like,
yeah,
it was...
Yeah. I fucked with that.
Man, that was whole hard. I went to the concert he had. It was the last concert with COVID shut shit down.
I like the Cuban Links. I like Green Light.
Oh, man.
But it's like, man, I'm not... Like, I go through shit, but I don't want to stay there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And, mm-hmm. And, like, I fucked with him, and it's like, every song, it's like, damn, bro. Like, you ain't going to let a nigga get out they funk, bro. God damn.
That's where I'm at
that
with it.
That nigga make you cry.
Yeah. Like, I just said enough tears. Yeah.
Then again, it's only his songs be a minute and 20, so as soon as you start to shed
but
a tear.
But you know why they be doing that.
Yeah, so you can.
Play it back.
Yeah.
So it's a smart thing.
Yeah, that's why they make them short like that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Like, that's why your boy
was. That wasn't even long enough, yeah.
Your boy Trinidad James.
Songs used to
was
be
doing
like
that.
5 minutes long.
Yeah.
No, they don't be doing that no more.
Three verses.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Pac could give you three verses, and at the end, he going to cuss everybody out.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think I ever heard Pac not give three verses.
Hold on. So you saying they make them short on purpose?
Yeah.
So they play that shit back so it counts along the street.
You remember that Green Light? As soon as Green Light came on, it was off, and you like, nigga, that one
was tough.
That's
how all his songs
be.
That's smart, for real.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
That's genius, for real. Mm-hmm.
Like a tombstone when they buried
that's my shit.
It's gone. Then it's like, nigga, I got to hear that again. And you made me cry.
Nigga.
Mm-hmm. And that song had just dropped when my uncle passed. It had dropped like that week of his funeral or some shit. I thumped that motherfucker.
R.I.P.
Play that bitch
man.
Out.
When that Ghetto Gospel 3 dropped, I was working out at his liquor place it was about 30 minutes from my house. So I you know, come across my liquor. I play that motherfucker on the way home. Got me some, you know, I'm calling, cussing people out, crying and shit. I real talk. I didn't, I see. Yeah, Broadway, that was my, I was about to go to that Iroquois. He had a concert at Iroquois.
Yeah, my sister didn't went to it.
But I don't know. I don't feel like I should be in concert with, you know, teenage. You know what I mean? 13, 14. I'm going to sell my ticket.
All ages is definitely different, a different type of crowd.
I fuck with the young guys from a distance. Though.
I do, from a distance.
Definitely.
Because them is the ones.
Yeah, they the ones. What Luther say, rap was better when they was faking. Now everybody got a body. You know, everybody rapping about their bodies and shit.
And that is the weirdest shit to me. It used to be one be discreet about it, but they just won't let you know about it. And that's weird.
And it's even weirder when you see, okay, when was Bobby Smarter? He first dropped, what? 2014?
Yeah.
You should have known right there. Man, this shit does not mix. It's an oxymoron. Gangsta and rapper don't even mix. Now, if you clever with it.
You know what don't mix?
You know what I'm saying?
Internet and gangsta. That,
yeah. No, the fuck don't.
Yeah,
that
don't.
Never. Really don't mix.
Never.
Yeah, so what you think's changed since
a lot.
The old days to now? Like you said, people want to be discreet with their dirt. even though we had gangsta rappers, but I feel like they was, you know what I'm saying, more artists that can they can give it to you in a way that you like cool, damn, I know what he's talking about.
They was more slick back then. Definitely. Versus now, they just, you know, on the front street and half the shit probably ain't even true.
Man.
And I don't know. I can't rock with it.
Yeah.
I can't rock with it. I'm old school and I ain't nothing but 28, but I'm just, right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know Tuca was a person for a long time. I'm thinking Tuca just some good weed. Like, nigga was smoking on Tuca. Yeah, I'm like, I recently learned since Charleston White, like, Tuca was a person. I'm thinking, you know, good weed. I'm even going around, you know, got that Tuca pack, you know, just, it's a whole sun out. You know what I mean? That's fucked up. Like,
even that, oh my God, what happened to Virgil? Like, they felt that nigga dead, man. And niggas is rapping about that. I think it might be the ultimate disrespect. You smoking on dead ops.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci did it the best, though.
Especially if you know, you really ain't even no stepper. You really don't even be putting yourself in that position.
Gonna catch a straight bullet for no reason. Catch some heat for no reason.
That's why Gunna was like you know, Gunna's like, shit, this shit is, nigga, I thought we was just a... being pretty, you know, smoking weed, sipping lean. Y'all niggas really catching bodies.
Yeah, nigga, I'll know.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, hold on.
Yes, ma'am. It's why I sell a game. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man.
Some of the evidence I just read, them niggas is gangsters.
I'm going to go back to the internet. I'm going to change the subject a little bit. So as far as disrespect on the internet, like maybe you have an argument with your boyfriend or your peoples. Once that shit hit the internet, like, can you take, like, can you, like, I don't know, I can say take them back, because they might be your family, your cousin, or, you know, but can you, ain't no, that's some lines you don't cross, ain't it? Like, you put some shit on the internet, like.
Honestly, my very close friends and people I'm close to and niggas that I deal with, we don't do that. That's a no-no
it
with
is.
Me.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's some old.
That'll get your water cut.
I think you'll have to be my
family.
We're
going to fake it all day long on the internet.
Definitely.
You would never.
I think.
Because at the end of the day, people. Family, friends, relationship, they go through shit.
Right.
So for you to put some shit on the internet, that's a different kind of person. I don't fool with that.
I think the only way I could probably forgive a nigga for that or a female or anybody for that is if you gotta be family. Like, all right, you was wrong, but I can't change my cousin or my brother, you know. Sister.
But I'm gonna fall back. I might forgive you, but I'm falling back.
I'm definitely looking
that's
at you.
That's fake shit to me.
Yeah.
You didn't put 5,000 motherfuckers in our business. No.
But relationship wise, that's like calling the police on me.
Yeah.
Like, don't go to
it
Facebook
is.
For nothing, man.
It is.
Like, that's like the worst thing you could do would be with somebody and, like, cool, we got into it single.
And they all in your business shit, acting like they care. Them people don't give a fuck about you.
Man,
I give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
That shit pissed me off.
Man, that was her fucking mojo. That was my first and last. I'm at work, whooping. She texts me early in the morning. Well, since you ain't calling me back, I guess I'll go on the internet and start some trouble. I'm saying, you know, what the fuck can I do? I quit calling and quit fucking, and she just do. Then at the end of the day, well, I had your back. What the fuck are you talking about? You started that shit. You started a file and you put it out. Mm-hmm. You don't get no cool points for
you
that shit.
No, don't.
You want to know what pisses me off, though? A motherfucker, y'all put us in y'all's business. This motherfucker ain't shit. Whoop de whoop. He did this. She did that. And then the next week, y'all got a picture together. Like,
hey.
And then they don't want nobody in their business. Like, somebody might post on there, like, man, y'all weird. Fall back. You put us in this shit. Didn't nobody ask you what was going on in your household? You feel me? But that and disrespecting your kids on the internet. Like, it's a way to do it, but it's not in public. Like, you feel me? I think that's like detrimental to a relationship. You put me on the internet, whooping me and shit like that. Like, your point don't have to be to everybody
else.
Everybody, just show goddamn kids.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's embarrassing.
It is.
That's another thing I don't get. Like,
and this is the wrong generation to embarrass. Like,
it is.
That's why niggas don't like to fight.
Motherfucking kids killing their parents and shit. They fuck around, kill your ass.
Facts.
Yeah, I don't get how you gotta. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
I don't say you can discipline your child, but why you got to cut his hair off?
It's
other ways.
You whip him on the internet.
Because embarrassing kids now, embarrassing anybody now, it don't go well.
Nah, I don't.
It just don't go well.
Yeah, embarrassing anybody. That's what anybody like. Anybody. People don't fight these days. You liable to beat a nigga up and they come back
they
and kill
come
you.
Right
people
back
don't
and
like
you.
Embarrassing.
Especially if they get up against a camera. Man, you got to die. They can be on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I cut me some pepper spray, bro. I'm not fighting no niggas, bro. I'm going to hit your ass and get... I'm not going to stomp you out and embarrass you. I'm going to hit your ass and I'm gone. Buddy.
I ain't embarrassing my kid on the internet,
No.
I ain't doing that.
No, I ain't.
First of all, it's none of y'all business.
Facts.
Like, that goes as with, like, if you fall out with your family, your friend, your kids, too. Like,
definitely.
That ain't going on the internet.
Definitely. And you got to teach your kids.
My mama said what goes on in my house, stay in my house. Oh, man. That's with everything and everybody.
That's the key right there.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember one time I said something to somebody in our family about what happened, you know, why I got in trouble. And she got mad at that. She's like, don't nobody need to know why you can't talk on the phone and whatever goes on in the house stays in the house. You know what I'm saying? But
nah, for real. My mama said that shit so much. Like, yes, I think it's why too. I am how I am.
Mine's too. My mama did not play about that.
Yeah. My mama still don't play about that shit.
You know what I'm saying? But that goes back to respect too. Like, a motherfucker lose respect for you, ain't no telling what they'll do to you. You know what I'm saying? That shit's for the birds, for real.
So you say disrespect on internet. Like, how you feel about, I don't really follow. I follow it here and there. I see it like third hand. I don't really follow them. But, you know, my followers on Facebook and whatever. Yeah. So how do you feel about that Blueface and Christine Rock? Like, how do you?
He said Christine.
Ain't her name Christine. Krishan. Okay, my fault. I'm butchering. I'm terrible with names. If you're watching this, I'm sorry. I'm just terrible with names.
Heyward Becker.
That was funny.
Heyward Becker ain't losing every time you do it.
They disrespect each other.
Yeah, they do. They disrespect each other. But look, like, okay, I understand. I try not to speak on a lot of shit on internet that got to do with other people. Because for what, like, yeah, the shit they do is goofy than a motherfucker, dumb than a motherfucker, all of that. But I done been through it with somebody. So I ain't too quick to judge, because it's like, I've been through it. Like, people post about, I ain't never posted, you know, nothing like that. But bitches call their friends, I ain't fucking with this nigga no more. With the I'm one of them. I got this one person. I call and tell her everything. I ain't fuck. And then I be right back with him. She be like, that's bro now. I ain't fucking with him fucking nigga.
Right.
Like, I understand. So I don't really try to, you know. But everybody got their opinion. It's too many opinions on the internet.
Yeah.
So I try not to get in that, because next thing you know, you arguing about Krishan and Blueface with another motherfucker. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Like, no.
Yeah, that's some real shit you just said. You get off into a whole nother thing with somebody over some shit.
Bro.
We don't even know these people. It's like the Dion shit, bro.
People will fall out with you over some Facebook. I know I had a good friend, bro. It was about, I ain't going to say her name, all the girl's name, but... a girl, I don't know, it was like a domestic dispute. And I'm like, damn, if y'all fighting or whatnot, you pick the phone up and go live. You didn't pick up the phone and call the police. He's beating your ass. You pick the phone up, log on Facebook, go live, 3, 2, 1. Oh, my God, he's beating me. So I'm talking to her. Oh, it could have been you. That could have been. I'm like, what? The fuck? That could have been your. So we fell. We ain't talking. We was close like this. We fell out. She unfriended me, blocked me and everything. Just over some goofy ass shit like that. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I'm like, damn, it's like that. And she was kind of friend of family. She was a, man, that's crazy.
I try to avoid unnecessary arguments or beef with people, because that shit ain't that serious. No. Like, at the end of the day, if you got shit going on, it's never that serious.
Right.
It's like never that serious to get, like, I got bigger fish to fry, like dead ass. Like,
that goes and back these to days,
it's
out.
So, it's, people are so aggressive and got a point to prove. Like, they will really kill you about some shit that just ain't even worth it. Like, no.
They can't
I'm
take
not ready to leave my daughter. Yeah.
And can't. Take constructive criticism. I hate that. Like, if we're supposed to be friends
or
anywhere near family, close.
You should be able to.
Because I can't sit and listen to your bullshit all day. We can be best friends. I love you to death. But I'm going to have to tell you something. Not about yourself, but something that's going to help you.
Motivate you, or something.
To get out that funk of, you know, like you said, it is a lot of opinions out here. But a lot of people will tell your shit, too.
Yeah.
You know,
what they say, you got opinions. Everybody got them. Like,
yes, sir.
That's why I try to keep my booty hole to myself.
Real talk.
I ain't got time for that.
So, just to jump subjects real quick. It's a debate going on about, would you want a simp guy or a nigga with some stripes?
Well, like, what's the difference? Like, is it a difference between a good man? What's the line between a good? Because that's like a good man and a simp. Like, what's the? You know, everybody got, like you said, got the opinion. We ask, like, what's the difference between a good? What draws a line? Because I see women, you know, I want a good man. I want a good man. This and that. And the same, they call the man a simp, but doing the same. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
well, this might be hard to believe, but me personally, I accept a lot of bullshit. A lot of bullshit. So, like, I just want a person to love me for me and, you know, like, comprehend. Know how to communicate. No. Uh-huh. You can communicate with a person all day long. That's ain't number talking. Right. But to comprehend what I'm saying and telling you and you act on it.
Right.
that's different. But like, I can't, no simp, no, I can't do it. I can't run no nigga. I'm right. not the one to run a nigga. I got to be, you know, you got to have a little about yourself. Like, you got to stand on business with me, because I'll push over you, and I don't like a pushover. If I push you over, it's not going to work.
So you think it'll get boring for you?
Yeah. Like,
this nigga just do what I say and whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some women, though.
Like, I ain't saying, like, bitch, do this, do it. Right. Like, but, you know, say it like you mean it. I, you know, don't just be, let me run all over you. Like, thanks, nigga, take the trash out. No. That shouldn't even be something I have to tell you.
Right.
The fuck? Like, no.
Right. I think, like, most people that can run over somebody, they'll do it to the end. But I think that's why you saying you couldn't do it. I did it before. You know.
And I was using them.
Yeah.
So how long did that like, so did you cut him off, or did he wake up one day like, I'm tired of this shit? Like,
we just woke up one day and it was just over.
Yeah.
Like, it, I don't know. It wasn't like a, he said it was over, I said it was over. It was just over. Like.
Yeah. I think a lot of people.
So was you using them financially? Like, was you milking his pockets?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I think a lot of people, like.
I was.
Men or women.
And that wasn't right. Like, that ain't right. And I don't like to talk about that, because that's nothing to brag on. Like, that's not even me. But he let me do it, so I did it. But that ain't. That's why it didn't work.
Yeah.
Male or woman, though, people will take advantage of them pockets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
What do you do with a sucker? You lick it. Like you say, he let you do it. Like, because a person, man or woman, I don't even get away with what you let them to do. Like, it ain't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no power. You know what I mean? You only can. You gotta stop ignoring the red flags. You only gonna let them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like.
So what you think about the men that do it? Because I think it's women out here that they be happy they got some bread to trap this nigga J's every week, whatever you want.
None of men doing it.
Yes, niggas be milking. You know, women. I think women's more naturally like. So you know, I get taken care of, or you know, a man to take care of a woman, but a woman really just like
taking care of a man.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing right there.
I mean, if it works for y'all, it works. Like, but at the end of the day, you got to know when a motherfucker's using you.
Yeah.
Like.
Definitely do.
Yeah, we too old for that goofy ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we all done played the fool
before. Then if you fine with people using you, go ahead.
Right. Some people just don't want to be alone, though.
Yeah, that too.
I know it's one guy. He gets used. Oh my, he didn't took so many L's.
He didn't do so many L's with women.
It is. He just don't learn. Though. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, you know, wake up, motherfucker. But you know, don't call me with that shit no more. I don't worry about that.
Hey, that's happy.
Yeah, I just don't call me with it. Don't put me in your business, nigga. I won't judge you. Like, I don't know, man.
That shit gets tiring though, man. Motherfucker calling you about the same shit. Like, you feel me? I know a girl, she was in the domestic, and I'm like, my nigga, like, you want your brothers to pull up and do something to this nigga every time, but you
turn around and then be right back with them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's just too much putting motherfuckers in positions.
That's why I don't get into domestics. Because if you keep going back, that's why I don't call my brothers. Like, I ain't never really been a real domestic, but like, if I get into it with Nick, it ain't even got to be a nigga I'm with. I don't call my brothers because I know what they going to do.
Right.
Like, no. So I ain't even,
Once you make it call, really, it don't come back. You know what I mean? Ain't no.
Back. A lot of people done lost their life and, like, what we used to say, crash out.
Yeah.
Over, man, this motherfucker's over here, whoop-de-whoop. You done came over and did something to somebody that she wanted to be with. Now they motherfuckers in court. They both telling on you.
Are you the bad guy? Real talk. Yeah, you the bad.
All
damn.
I did was call to tell him that he smacked me once.
Hey, I got you back the first time, sis, but you 30
After
seconds.
That, yeah.
Hey, my hands is tired, you know.
But believe it or not, it's
my stepdaddy used to say, if the nigga ain't making you bleed, don't call me.
Hey. That's because he know he going to come and make a nigga bleed.
That's who's on my shirt, too.
Okay.
R.I.P. man.
R.I.P.
What's his name?
Tony.
Okay. R.I.P. to Tony.
Sublet.
So you said you didn't want to talk about it. So what's the most biggest expensive? I ain't gonna say gift. What's you received from a guy? Like what's the like? Damn. Like.
What do gifts consist of? Is it material shit?
Yeah, material. I'm talking about fine, like you know dollar sign. But you can.
Yeah, you know, whatever makes you. Have the butterflies.
Material, I ask because material shit don't mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I can get that shit myself. But the biggest gift somebody's ever done for me, I ain't gonna mention their name. But, like, of when course. I got shot, They did everything for me. Like, yeah. It was the little shit. Like, I couldn't really walk. This is when I really couldn't walk. Like, I was in a wheelchair before the walker, before all of that. They used to give me bed baths and shit. Like, bring me food, carry me to the car, up and down the steps. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the biggest, like, that's the biggest gift.
Yeah.
That was the biggest gift of my life. Ain't nobody like, because when it came down to it, it meant so much because it was like two or three people there for me that whole time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that was the biggest gift for me.
Okay.
People that really showed.
Yeah.
Man, I love you, my nigga. Yeah. Whatever you need.
Like, I couldn't even get myself a bath. A motherfucker's giving me a bath. Like, yeah. That shit was crazy.
It's real,
like,
love right there.
Yeah.
It's real love, you know.
No pun intended, but like a lot of people left you for dead. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Especially when motherfuckers know a motherfucker strong. Like, when they know you strong and they see you down, some people like, yeah, now that motherfucker get to be on my level. But that's some devilish shit, man.
It is.
To have people around you that you don't even know. Because I feel like, you know, once that's the only way you gonna find out if we fall out or if I fall down to see who's there. You know what I'm saying?
That's when I found out everything.
You learn a lot more in your valleys than you do when you're on that mountain.
Oh, definitely.
You learn a lot more. So, like, could you, if you want to talk about that night you got shot, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, I'm curious to talk about what you want to.
Like, you know, what happened? Like, where were you at?
What led up, you know?
Well, that night, I ain't really a going out person, but when I do, I don't know how to stop, honey. I get that look up in me and it's on.
Me too.
But I was over my sister's house. It was me, my sister cousin. I think my cousin didn't go out because she was pregnant or something, but she here was watching my daughter. My daughter never cried like when I leave because she's left with people that she usually, that babysits her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But she was just crying like, and she never cried. And I'm like, you know, like, I never get a break from her. I'm going out. Right. Like, so I got dressed, went out and shit. Well, before I went out, I went to, it's a little gambling spot on Market. It was Mantana's little spot. So we was all in there chilling, taking pictures and shit, having fun or whatever. No, rewind. Before Mantana's, I went to the gas station. First, it was my baby crying. I went to the gas station. I met my friend. I met three of my friends. And they was like, I'm going out. I'm going to Kohl's. I'm going with Dre. And, you know, I'm going to have a good time with you. I'm going to call you what I'm doing. So Nuki, which is one of my closest friends, closest person to me, she was like, no, you shouldn't go. Like, don't go out. Like, I'm like, girl, I'm gonna be all right. Like, I'm straight. Like, she's like, oh, you shouldn't go. I'm like, I'm going. I'll call you when I'm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, I get to the gambling spot. We take pictures. We have fun and shit. I usually drive my car to the club, but I got in Dre's car. I'm like, fuck it. I'm ready to get in the car. I don't feel like driving. Plus, I'm trying to get drunk. So, me, him, and Charlie's hop in the car. Boom. All I know is, man, we get to Kohl's. He pulls on the corner right there by the school on the corner. As soon as he put that motherfucking pork, it was just shots. Me, I was like, damn. What the fuck? Who's shooting fireworks? It was crazy. Like, I'm like, motherfucker shooting fireworks, but the shit start coming in the car. So Dre gets out and run. Charlize trying to get out, but she couldn't. It was on child lock.
Damn.
Because he got kids and shit. So, and I'm in the passenger seat. When you see a black motherfucker run, you try to get out and run.
Yeah, everybody's running.
But I didn't get out on my side because the shots was coming in on my side.
Uh-huh.
So I tried to get out on Dre's side. I tried to run. I collapsed. Boom. My legs was hit.
Yeah.
He was up for a little bit or whatever. And I had, he dropped his phone by me where I collapsed at, and I had called the police. I'm like, no, first of all, as soon as I dropped, a bitch was calling his phone. And she was like, I'm like, call the police. Like, me and Dre them shot, like, we need ambulance. This bitch gonna say, girl, quit playing. I hung up on that bitch. And then, like, I was so pissed. Like, bitch, I could die out this motherfucker. Like,
it's talking the worst thing you could think
I was
about.
Out of breath. Like, I'm like, call the police. We out of breath. We got shot. Like, I'm running out. I can feel, like, my blood leaving my body type shit. So, this bitch, I hung up on that. Walk out the police. I'm telling them everything. And they get there, and all I remember is my cousin's baby daddy. He was there. I had a wig on. I couldn't breathe. I'm like, I'm hot. I'm like, take my wig off.
Uh-huh.
So he take my wig off. But as he taking my wig off, I'm closing my eyes. He's like, don't close your eyes. Whatever you do, don't close your eyes. So I'm trying to fight to keep my motherfucking eyes open because, you know, they say when you close your eyes, you're going to drift off.
Right.
You don't want to go. And all I remember, I heard my sister, like, y'all better put my motherfucking sister in the car, in the ambulance first. I got her fucked up. She's going off. She's freaking me out. I'm like, right, going shock, fucking with her. But I was really calm, though. Right. Everybody thought I was dead to the point I was so calm. They thought I was dead. It's a video. It was a video on Facebook. It's in one of my videos, matter of fact. They was like, China's dead. But I was so calm.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't breathe.
Right.
I didn't have no choice but to focus on breathing. And I got in the hospital. I got in the ambulance, and it was a lady. And I'm like, please don't let me die. Please don't let me die. I'm like, I got a daughter. I can't die. She was like, you going to make it. And then next thing you know, I got to the hospital. I remember cutting off my clothes. I dripped off, woke up. I was had to be high because I remember telling this man, they was taking me up to my room. This was after my surgery. All I remember was telling him, nigga, I'm the motherfucking first lady. Yeah. And then that was it. Like, then it was Frazier after that, after I clocked out on U of M.
Damn.
Why'd you clock out on U of M?
Because they was trying to do me and Charlize dirty. Like, they some Irie motherfuckers, the 9-4. I don't fuck with U of M.
Damn.
They was like, I'm talking about, like, we was hit bad. I think she had broke, like, the biggest bone in your body. And my leg, I couldn't walk.
Right.
And they was trying to give us our pain meds. Like, you know, you're supposed to get them every 4 hours. They was trying to give us our pain meds, like, 6 and 8 hours apart and shit. And, like, we really hurting. Like, nigga, this is the day after we got, like, man, I went off on them people. I'm talking about I was throwing shit in the room and everything. Went live. I think the live went viral to the point they had a meeting at U of L, like, and discussed the 9th floor. I'm talking about when they discharged me, I was cussing everybody out. Fuck y'all bitches. Y'all going to hell. God don't like ugly. You don't treat people like that.
Right. You don't.
So where'd you get hit at? Like, where all did you? Just in your legs?
Yep. In my leg, in my upper leg, my lower leg, and then my ankle over here.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So was that the scariest moment of your life right there?
Honestly, yeah, probably expecting to hear yes. It was the least of my worries. I was just trying to breathe. Right. I couldn't think of if, like, it's hard to explain. I didn't feel it. I don't know why. I got nerve damage to this day. I can't feel from my knee down in my right leg.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just focused on breathing. I wasn't worrying about dying. Like, I went gasping for air. I'm just like, it is what it is. Like,
it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I think that shit would have took me out. I hate shit like that.
Like, so how was the recovery process? Like, how long was the recovery process? Like, how?
I spent that song that played in the beginning of this episode. Yeah. It's called 432 Hours because that's how long I was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But it was... No, it was all right. Frazier was all right. I got into one lady. That was it. Because I try not to be nasty to people that's taking care of me. But when you being angry, I got to get angry. But it was all right. I had hard days. I ain't going to lie. Like, it was that shit was hurting. I had to get up and make myself try to walk again. Like,
so how was that feeling seeing your daughter for the first time after all of that happened?
Oh, I cried.
Yeah.
Like a baby. I got a episode on YouTube about that. Well, it's actually a video. My cameraman was there the first time I seen my daughter after I got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to YouTube. Shout out to YouTube channel if you want to.
First Lady NC. Everything's First Lady NC.
Okay. And go check that out. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you made it and glad you heard, you know.
Definitely. That's the deepest story we done had on the pod right there.
Appreciate that.
I'm glad that we was blessed enough to even hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Not the streets and streets talking and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What's the first song you recorded after your surgery? Because I know you had a lot to talk about after that. You know,
I had 3 songs after that.
Damn. Was you writing when you was in the hospital?
Did you feel like 50?
No.
Did you come out?
A little bit.
Did you
feel like 432 hours. That was the first one I dropped. Yeah, y'all got me fucked up. Bitch, I'm back. That's why I made that one. But it was 2 other songs. I can't think of them offhand. I would have to look at my phone. But them motherfuckers slapped. But I don't think I ever released them.
Yeah.
And I still got video. I got 3-4 videos before I got shot that I ain't released.
Mm. So
what you waiting on? Like, no.
I got writer's block.
Mm.
Even though them videos I already did, but it's like if I ain't going to continue, it's like, I don't know. And people be asking me, like somebody was just in my DM saying drop something. But it's like ever since that happened, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think?
I feel stuck.
Do you travel?
No, because I'm still in the process of my leg.
Yeah. Because they say traveling just opens up your mind.
How long ago did that happen? Like
3 years ago.
3 years? Damn, you still want to get back. That's what's up. Well,
yep.
I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, we glad you're here, shit, because it's enough people dying. Like, I just cut one of my homies' hair. I've been cutting for like 3 years. And the day I cut his hair, that night he died. This was like 2-3 days ago. So I've been in a funk all week because I just literally touched this dude's head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then his family asked me, can I come and cut him?
Yeah.
At the funeral. And that'd be my first time, you know what I'm saying, doing something like that too. So you know, it's enough of that death going on. It's a blessing that you're here, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like everybody got a purpose too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We see people go, but we don't know what this purpose is yet. You know what I'm saying? So
you gotta thank God. I know I'm here for a reason. I ain't never been through no shit like it. Like, I've been through a lot of shit in my life, but nothing like that. Like, I done found my cousin, something like my brother did before, and I was 15 years old. I found him dead in his room.
Damn.
But
how did he pass? Young man, be asking.
Gun violence.
Ah, damn.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't meant for him. He just happened to be in the house. In his house.
Ah, wow.
Damn. But yeah.
What you think we can do as a community to like slow that shit down? Because it's like, it's like a disease, I think. You know what I'm saying? Even though we grew up in the 90s, you know, we knew that, you know, it was gun violence. But now it's like everywhere. It's like a disease and it spread the world. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I ain't even going to say the city. The world is so corrupt. I don't see it stopping. Like, I pray it do, but I don't see it. I don't see too many people got pride in the internet's like it done took over motherfuckers' mind. People got put everything on the internet. Like, damn, they got to prove points, and it ain't that serious. Like, it ain't that many. It ain't a lot of let's see, good souls and good hearted people no more.
Yeah,
it's all about internet and proving yourself.
You gotta watch a motherfuckers' motives, like you say. It's so many lines is crossed. That train got so much momentum. Ain't no stopping that train.
Yeah.
Ain't no so much.
Like, even in the music, like, it used to be back in the day, music just be about money, women, you know, sexy women and cars and jewelry and shit. But now it's about murder, murder, murder.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's, I don't know.
Ain't no feel good music no more.
No, it ain't.
Murder, fentanyl, fucking a nigga's bitch, using the nigga for all he got, shit, sliming the niggas out, 30 clips and Glocks. Like, I listen to the young music, but there's so many shit I can't tell. I'm like, damn,
it ain't gonna last.
Yeah, you know,
like
what I mean?
How you can throw on some Mary, you can throw on Master P, Hot Boys, you can play all that old shit. This shit now, you think a motherfucker gonna be playing Lil Durk in 30, 40 years?
No,
like, put that Lil Durk on. No, they not.
No. It ain't this popcorn music. It ain't timeless music no more. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna be in the cookout when we 50 years old, man. Put that Chief Keef on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah, come on.
Nah, definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. I think it's just the times that we living in.
Niggas can't two-step no more, man.
But I don't support the violence and shit, but it's a blessing to see things transform, like how it used to be and how it is now. Like, because they ain't never going to get to experience that. That's the problem. They'll never get to experience what we didn't. Yeah, well, they'll never get to. They don't know about a motherfucking going to the library, getting on MySpace.
Nah.
The boxing pew. You can't be on the computer and a phone at the same time. Come on, man.
Facts. You right. You right. And for us to still be young and remember the shift and the change.
That's a blessing for us.
Because I remember the music was like, everything was good. Everything was good. If it wasn't good, we didn't fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everything was good in timeless 90s, 2000. I say about 2010 is when that timeless music really started to like fall off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When Instagram came about, when Chief Keef got on there, when he made internet banging, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
facts.
That's a visual of that. But when you got home from school and you seen them new messages on MySpace, boy, you
could tell it's fun.
New friend requests, a photo comment.
Top 5, top 10 or whatever. Looking for your new background
before
and
you,
shit.
Before you even ate, you going straight to the computer.
Nah, facts.
My crib was the one where we had the computer on the block. You know what I'm saying? Everybody might have had one, but we had a nice one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, everybody wanted to come over. Man, you like, man, if I...
check my MySpace. You know that was a real thing. Yeah. My nigga
and
Dre.
There was 4 of us in the house, but only 3 of us. My brother was younger, but
we
had.
Fight.
It's
going to fight
Hell
on that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
About that MySpace.
Hey, I remember y'all had like a little crush or something, And you could tell she'll change a little song on a page or something. Yeah. Ah, damn.
Yeah, that's how you know.
What was it? A feeling underappreciated by Cherry? I'm like, ah, yeah, damn. Let me call her. Yeah,
for real.
Let me call her.
For real.
Yeah.
Then, that's how you know as far as like beef or if a motherfucker don't fuck with you no more, your ass is out of my top.
Yeah.
You're not one of my top friends no more. Oh, they don't fuck with me. Friend. At one argument, fucked us up.
Plus,
like
if
that.
I ain't on yours, you ain't on mine.
Fuck no.
It got that deep.
It did. Me and my homie.
You,
real beef back then.
Damn, fam. But me and my homie, we used to have contests. Like, who had the dopest? I had shit falling from my page and shit, you know? We used to have contests.
Hey, motherfucker be scrolling on that website for hours looking for the dopest background and shit.
And then when some motherfuckers found out how to make their own.
Now, who was that chick at Wagner? She used to charge like $2.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you who had the best pages. That nigga Airborne Damo and his brothers talking to Tim. They had the best pages once motherfuckers started designing their own pages. But we let that shit slip, man.
We did.
We was coding. We was doing shit you got to go to school for. All that. You might have.
And can't even remember how to do that shit
today.
Hell
no. That shit was.
I don't know how we learned that shit.
Man, I had a girl I used to go with. And everybody know her. I ain't even going to say her name. I used to go with her in high school. And she made my page so good that even when we wasn't together, I'm like, hey, you feel like.
Damn right, make my page.
I can't do the floating background.
Who was that girl in Wagner, bro? Had the floating. For $2, she'll trick your shit out. How you tell her she got all type of hidden boxes and shit? Like, she had it so cold one time. Like, all I was on her was a profile picture. Like, if you scroll over it, it'll pop up and like.
That's when they got deep, though. Like,
yeah, she got real deep.
Because at first, shit. Do y'all remember y'all first background on? I remember mine.
Yep.
No, I don't.
I remember mine.
I remember a song I had on her. It was Aaliyah, I Don't Want to Be. I think I thought I was in love.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you know, like Big said, that's how you know who's in love and who's, you know, what do you say? I don't want to say. Oh, she going through it. You ain't going to get her. She's going through it with her dude. She's knee deep in him.
So you say, this, I'm going to go with change of times. Like, I see a lot of women, they didn't came to me, I say about three or four, like, I want to come on a podcast and talk about. And I see it on Facebook, like, what's a feminine man? The cliche word is sassy. Like, what is it? Like, I'm not dealing with niggas, so I don't know. And I don't consider my, because I blocked the chick because she was talking silly. I just blocked. I'm not about to argue with you. Oh, it's real sassy.
I don't know. Because I ain't trying to say I'm one-on-one, but I'm one-on-one. Like, I don't call niggas sassy for anything. Even a female, they call niggas sassy for anything they do.
I seen it was sassy for a man to be happy his birthday's coming up. It's like, damn, we can't enjoy our birthday.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They said damn. It.
Now, you know what I think is, I ain't going to say sassy because that's just like a new age word to me. I'm going to just say like unattractive to me.
Uh-huh.
Men shaving, it's all right to trim down there, but shaving it, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You like to rumble in the jungle?
Yeah.
She's a gangster.
I'd rather my balls have her on.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel comfortable bald. I don't.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep it real. I don't want bald coochie.
Oh, my
mama. I don't want my coochie bald.
Oh, my mama.
I'm just keeping it real.
I don't wax out of time, but.
I mean, a little landing strip is cool.
Yeah.
But I like coochie. I don't like.
And to be honest, the herb's done it for a reason.
Yes,
to stop. Bacteria and infections and shit.
That's, hey,
but these bitches don't know all that.
Hey, right there. Since I done got older, man, that wolf became my friend. You know what I mean? Like I want to see you natural, baby. Especially your natural state, huh?
A lot of people don't have in-house.
And then they say it.
To know if a nigga's shit is shaved or if she don't shave or wax. Because if we both grinding, I'm not going to just stop and shave nothing.
Exactly.
I ain't never shaved nothing.
You know what I'm saying? I think a woman should always shave her underarms.
Yeah, facts.
But that's all I need to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shave. When it's time to get some coochie,
it'll stink and all that. You bitches don't get. I ain't never had no complaints about me stinking or none of it. Y'all don't wash properly, get in the tub often or something because ain't no way.
It's some underlying issues. It ain't to her.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah.
Her, ain't like, no way. Like bitch, you stinking because you got BV.
Man, real talk.
Bitch, BV. Trichomonas or something, bitch.
They got shit to clean. My mom always
said
that
hepatitis.
A bald coochie is a busy coochie.
Yes, it is.
Yep. That's ass what they used to say, you too. And it saying? Is, though. Because, like, I don't shave, I wax, or none of that all the time. I feel like when I do it, I'll be like, damn, my nigga probably gonna think I done fucked somebody.
Right.
Like, damn, like, it ain't because he don't, you know, he ain't tripping
you
on
know
no
something
hair.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Niggas think like that. Because if we ain't tripping off no hair, It's now that you say it's, I think it's mad weird for a nigga to shave anything other than, I don't know, your head, my nigga. Yeah. But my nigga, we men. My nigga, like, what?
You supposed to be hairy. I don't give a fuck. Bitches is childish. Bitch, bop. All day long, fuck.
It was just one dude on Facebook, but I think he's kind of sweet. Like, I ain't taking no hairy pussy. I ain't never heard of a nigga turning down some pussy because he got hair on it.
You either like little girls or you like some ass, my nigga.
That's because all these young bitches is shaving their pussy.
That's because they think it's cute.
They think it's cute.
A real nigga don't give a fuck.
If a nigga fuck with you, he don't give a fuck.
Hell no.
Don't care at all. Hell no.
If niggas got a problem with anything a woman do, like niggas be like, man, that's too much weave or it's too much. My nigga, let...
Niggas eat hairy pussy. Like if he ain't eating your pussy and he's saying it's because it's hairy, it's because he don't want to eat your pussy.
Shit.
Rumble in the jungle.
All you got to do is, know how to eat coochie and you won't have to worry about no hair.
Because the part you're eating ain't got no hair on it. Nah. You know.
But that's what kills me about niggas too. I ain't eating no ass. I don't listen to Kevin Gates. Listen, if you eat pussy, you done ate ass. It's only a little piece of skin. If you eating coochie right, you done ate ass, dog.
Sexually, like, if we, you know, we've been doing this thing, it shouldn't be nothing y'all shouldn't be doing. Like, and you can't be going around eating everybody's ass, though.
Nah, you got to have a mate.
Come on now, y'all fucking around, y'all fucking occasionally. Come on.
Yeah. Everything's on the table. Like, I'm going to tell something. You ate my ass.
We don't have boring sex all the time. In the same room, in the same bed, doing the same, Fuck me on the balcony in the car, nigga outside, nigga at the restaurant. Let me get up on the table and feel me? Your dick.
See, that's different. See, that's people be asking me all the time, like, man, is it boring being married? I can't imagine. I'm like, man, listen, we do it everywhere.
For real.
You gotta keep,
exciting.
You know, we might just want to go on a trip.
Like, take
just
me shopping,
for that.
Go in the dressing room.
You feel me? And Shorty ain't gonna say no to nothing for real. Like, oh, it's gonna be somebody to see. Nah, it ain't, baby. Okay. That's all, you feel me? But I hate that when the people be like, they don't want to do extra shit to please their mate.
So yeah, do y'all mess with the honey packs? Have you ever messed with the guy with the honey pack?
Nope.
Man, I fucked with the honey pack one time and I almost had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, and not that I know of, though, they did it. Why?
Because that shit, I couldn't go down after that.
Yeah, shit, motherfucker. You know.
And I thought, she's like, it was up. Even after I bust, it was like... She's like, you want me to do something else to him? I'm like, hell no. This motherfucker might pop off.
The nurse?
Nah. Oh. I'm going to no hospital with no honey pack.
Hospital is this, nigga?
I'm the nigga in the back with an erection off the honey pack.
He said the nurse out there. Nah. What else you want me to do?
I said, the only time I ever did it, I only did it one time. And it was great. You feel me? But it's for people that have erectile dysfunction and shit. But they just sell them in a liquor store and they get a bottle of Henny and a honey pack and... You ain't gotta know, nigga.
I used to sell them.
Damn.
I know a nigga that fuck like he's off a honey pack, but he just work out real good and shit.
Yeah, I heard that's good. A plus too. I heard that's a because if you out of shape, your dick's out of shape.
Is he older man or younger man? Is you
older? I like older.
Yeah.
How old are we talking? Like 50?
She just don't like. I can tell she just don't like 50. No bullshit.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't fuck with somebody that was 50. You like, what? Yes. I'm an old soul, bitch. What the fuck I'm going to do with a nigga that's 25?
I know an old nigga that's 50. You won't know he's 50.
Yeah.
This nigga got everything. I ain't going to lie. The nigga walked past in the barbershop one day. I said, nigga, what is that fragrance, my nigga? That shit smell like you drenched in it, but it ain't too strong. That's when you know you fucking with an older person when they got their collection of colognes and shit.
I draw to older people.
You know.
Nigga, I got a collection of cologne. I'm
always
not old.
Have.
Man, you an old soul, though, bro.
Yeah, I am old.
You like 60.
And
he'll call you like, hey, man. I'm like, man, this nigga sound like my uncle, man.
Hey, I done heard it 1,000 times. You answer the phone like an old person. I just say hello, nigga.
And how you text, too. Like, you be like, you still alive? I'm like, yeah, nigga.
I've been checking on you. I ain't heard from you in a while.
All my close friends say I'm a granny, too.
Yeah.
But speaking of eating and drinking, I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsor, Dana Monique, Juice Lady Lane Lemonades. 1 for $15, 2 for $25. You might get a deal if we say it's, I didn't kill my
hey,
we both killed
work
my
too. I'm over here.
You
like,
might get
I'm
a deal if you say we sent you. Dana Monique on Facebook. Dana space Monique. Different flavors, different lemonades. This right here is the peach lemonade. Tell her we sent you.
And this is not the only thing she has, neither, that's infused. She sells the grapes too, the candy grapes.
The grapes infused. Are infused?
Yes.
Oh, dope.
I think she can make them. I think she can make them not fuse because they candy grapes. Like, they're still like a good thing to eat. But
does she make sugar free grapes for diabetics?
I don't know.
My nigga got the sugar, man.
That'd be a bad boy right there for a nigga right there, though. You know. Hell yeah, but do you fuck with the edibles though, bro? You like them?
Yeah, I like the edibles. I fuck with the edibles from time to time, I didn't slow down on them a lot. I smoke weed like a chimney though, but. Yeah. And edibles, I got to be in the right environment like this. You know what I mean? In the right environment, in the right settings, by myself. And I can't go to no club and eat no edible or nothing.
Confined.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. Like, I don't really club anyway.
You like the shrooms?
Oh, tell us the shroom story.
We always ask every guest. Shit. Me and him, the only one that has sat here and said that we haven't did shrooms. Everybody else be like, yeah.
I done tried it.
Okay.
I only tried it with my best friend and this dude. Who I trust, my friend. Mm-hmm. And man, that shit's up. You got to get the right strings. I had a bad trip.
Oh, tell us about it.
I had a bad one and it took me forever.
See, these keep me away from that shit.
How bad a trip are we talking like?
I thought I was dead.
Fuck that.
And I thought he was, I thought he was my inner mind. It's weird. Like, it's like how they say the another part of your brain work, it's there.
Yeah. Oh, that shit activates it.
Yes, it do. Mm. It really do.
Damn.
Like, I'm talking about a space could be, it's small, but off from shrooms, that motherfucker gonna be, it's big. Yeah. Like,
really?
That shit is, and then they got like candy bars and shit. Like, you can take, them ain't shit.
I ate the candy bar. I was just like real, real high. Mm-hmm. That was it.
And relaxed. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the raw ones, I did the raw ones and I had a bad trip. And I don't know if it's because it was a 3-5.
See, baby, your first time?
Hell no.
How about to say, your first time?
I was scared.
But yeah, your story, the bad trips is what keeps me away from them.
But it'd be fun though when you come down, but that wasn't fun though right there. Mm-mm.
So would you?
I thought I was in the Whitney Houston movie because I just watched it like 3 days before. I'm telling you, that shit ain't nothing to fuck with.
We're going to talk about Whitney Houston 1 second. But it's one dude, he took some he took some mushrooms. And on the trip, he was a part of another family.
Mm-hmm.
So the niggas, when he came down, like, he's depressed because he misses his other family. Yeah,
this is for real?
Yeah, this is dead serious. Yeah, a chick told me, one of my cousins told me, because I posted that clip on TikTok about mushrooms.
Yeah.
And she commented, she said, yeah, my home dude went on a trip and he was a part of another family. And he's depressed now because he misses his family. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who wants to take some shit like, how you gone out like it? Like, what the fuck?
Hey, let me tell you, if you never did spice, that motherfucker is similar to spice.
Damn.
And I did spice. Yeah, when I was like 20, or 21. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I hit the spice.
I never did no heroin, no meth, no none of that, no powder.
But 8 years ago is when it first dropped, and everybody was kind of. But I just never. I never tried it.
I tried spice accidentally.
Yeah.
This is the thing. It's just when I used to smoke weed. I used to be a real heavy weed smoker.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, he came over to my mama's house. He's like, you won't hit this? I'm like, hell yeah. He had it in a little joint because he's older and shit. So I'm like, I'm gunning this motherfucker. He all like, girl, you better slow down before you be tripping and shit. I know what I'm doing. I went up them steps, down them steps, came out. My mama had to hold me for 3 hours.
Yeah.
That shit.
That's biggity as a motherfucker. I told you, I hit the spice. I drove from Doss High School to 32nd, and I don't remember how I got there. And when I pulled up to my grand's house on 32nd, I just, like, what the fuck? Like, the last hour of my life, I didn't remember, bro. I'm like, I never hit that shit.
Because my cousin was like, big?
My cousin was like, man, I got this new weed. It don't show up in drug tests. It don't show up in drug tests. I'm like, okay. So I was about 20,
that shit
21.
Ain't no weed.
Yeah, I'm about 20, 21. I'm like, fuck it. I hit it. So he rolled it up, and I just blanked. I was making some CDs at his house. I didn't even make the CDs. I got in my car. That's the last thing I remember. I didn't even make the CDs. Got in my car and I just woke up like, I don't remember the last hour of my life. I called him like, damn, how'd I get down here? He said, man, you drove and whoop, whoop, whoop. And I never hit that spice again, bro.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that shit.
That's how I know I'm an old soul.
They were selling it Whitey's on
$15
a gram. Yeah,
they were selling on Market too.
Yeah, I'm cool.
That's how I know I'm an old soul because if I want to get fucked up, liquor has never failed.
I swear. That's one thing that ain't going to fail you.
I ain't never had a bad bottle. I had a bad bag. Like, nigga, fuck this nigga up the street.
Shit. It depends because I don't know. If I'm in the wrong mood, I'm cussing motherfuckers out. Liquor hit me. Here, bitch.
When you did the shrooms, though, did you have sex?
I didn't do the shrooms. I just did the bar.
Did you have sex?
No, she was too high. She was like, hey, I'm scared.
You should have took control of her. Then this is funny. It's the, I'm hey. Swear to God. And she was so intense.
That shroom yeah. sex is like intense. It's like the best sex you ever had.
I thought I was. This is embarrassing. I can't believe I'm say it.
Uh-oh, exclusive.
Big and Lady exclusive.
I thought I was Keisha K. Or I don't know why, mm-hmm. but I did. And I he was probably thought this you man, did too. Gucci man. I'm like, oh my God. He was like, if that's who you want me to be, I'm like, oh gee, man. What the fuck?
That shit now you about to make me go right now and get some.
That shit will make you like, but the sex is.
I'm one. Bobby, you Whitney.
Shit's a bomb.
Let's get it.
Off the shroom sex. So
yes, far.
I guess I gotta try some shrooms.
That shit.
Hey, nigga, do anything for some sex. For some good
I got
sex.
A young girl. She tries everything. Of age, she's 23. She tries. Yeah, so she'll be down with it. She'll.
Do the candy bar. Candy I bar? Do. They got drinks like that too.
Yeah, I've seen the drinks.
Yeah, they
here.
Do. Mm-hmm. They got the. They got a lot of stuff now with
but
shrooms.
But sometimes you gotta find a. You gotta find a good strand though.
Yeah, shroom. I heard. I heard they all nasty, but they have different like yeah. like weed. They got different strands and shit. So would you do shrooms again? You recommend shrooms?
I recommend it for the sex. Or if you want to relax. Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
It's not something you do every day, though. That's something right. you do like.
I know somebody.
Y'all
going to
do
day.
Some different shit. Fuck
somebody
that.
Might have a problem.
I ain't doing that shit yeah. every day.
My homie, he microdosed. He microdosed in the morning and can go through his day.
And I don't suggest it for people who suicidal.
Mm. Nigga.
What if you don't even know you suicidal?
Man.
Yeah, see, and shrooms will fuck you. You don't know you're so
funny. Have you, hey,
yeah, shrooms will fuck some shit up.
I'm damn. Talking about I was in my mind. It's so hard to explain. It's like it was a maze in my mind, and I kept doing it over and over. No, no, my eyes is closed, but I'm in my mind. I'm like, it's like your brain. It's weird.
Damn.
That shit hit different. When
speaking
you go
of drugs.
Trip.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you go ahead.
Speaking of drugs, we're going to talk about Whitney Houston. I didn't know Whitney Houston was the best. She done sold the most records out of any female artist. Beyonce.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I didn't know it until recently. Yes. And she started to, like, where's my money at? Mm-hmm. So, and I was looking at conspiracy theories around her death. Like, she fell, when I thought she fell in the tub, I'm thinking she just drowned, slipped down the tub. Nah, she was found face down in the tub. Yeah. The security cameras in her hotel that day, they mm-hmm. missing. Like, so that was like the conspiracy.
Yeah, I think she posted one of her royalties or some shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, she wanted her yeah. money.
Everybody that died wanted their money.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
That's what it is, ain't it?
But I'm going to tell you some shit that fucked me up about Whitney. Whitney was high her whole career.
Yeah.
They said, her brother said that they had started doing dope when they was like 17, 18. Mm-hmm. And that shit really started hitting. She was high her whole career. So all that Bobby did that to her.
Oh, yeah. She got him high first.
Yeah.
Bobby was already tooting powder. Because remember on the New Edition movie, he was in the car getting head and tooting powder at mm-hmm. like 16. I just think when they met, it was like America's bad boy, America's lady. He's like, oh, shit, you get high too?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. And they got unlimited money. Well, you know what I mean?
Well, she looked damn good, though, to be a crackhead.
That's what
she
I said. Did, I said she might be the greatest crackhead mm-hmm. ever.
But
she
you
said
know,
crack
is
whack, you know.
That crack don't fuck you up.
You know, that's what Boosie said. Remember Boosie just said that? He was like, man, he said, get rid of this fentanyl, bring back the crackheads.
Yes.
He said, crackheads.
Because I know a crackhead since I was like 9 when I used to run around in Beach of Terrors and go to my granny's house. His name is Rock or Beach of Terrors. That yeah. nigga's still alive to this day. He used to have yeah. a brother, but I think his brother passed. But crack, that don't fuck you up. That
he's still on the crack?
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Crack, hey, bro, crackheads, what Boosie said?
Crackheads
live. That's true, though. They you want to think about something, think about this. Ain't no more crackheads riding around the West. In the morning, early.
They need
in the,
to bring crack back.
Early in the morning, and they work. A crackhead always got a little work truck.
Yeah.
This nigga always got something going on, some money all day.
No cap.
Crackheads clean get, your house, then yeah, they clean whatever. It good. Shit goes for like bleaching pine saw.
Yep.
Both of my mechanics, dad, they was smoking crack forever. That fentanyl hit the fucking, and just
and they died.
Took them hit. Out. Yeah.
That's how I do.
That's crazy, bro.
Crack, and they gonna live 80 years.
Yeah.
Doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I miss my mechanics. RIP to them, man.
Yeah,
my
I know
brakes
some
are
people
squilly.
That mm-hmm. do hair around like around my age and shit. You know, I in their early 30s didn't die off that shit. That yeah. shit ain't.
Them blues are motherfucker. Them blues. That ain't nothing but fucking fitting out pills.
But some people
blues.
Don't care about if it got fit in them. They
no,
just
they won't.
They be wanting to fit.
The
some
jig,
people want
the jig is up. Ain't no more. It's a fake pill. You yeah. take a fuck. You know what you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he said the jig is up. For real though, some definitely. People want that nod like it.
And they have behind it like oh, but. If it wasn't such a stigma, it's granted though, but like they want their fentanyl. They putting it on their, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? They want the
yeah.
fentanyl.
My last surgery, they gave me fentanyl. Look, she gonna holler up. Yeah, we raised before I had, yeah, my last surgery. She was like, we ready, give you the fentanyl. She said, no, bitch, what? And the variants
of the shit, too. It's several variants of fentanyl, too. It's like, because I've seen the documentary. This dude was old. He in jail now, but he had a little, in Arizona, he had like a little ring. Like, he was ordering different type of, I guess, flavors of fentanyl. Like, mm-hmm. but.
Damn.
Yeah, they got fentanyl in the hospital. That's the good shit, you know.
Yeah,
but,
that's the shit.
Yeah, that's the real shit.
But this is the Big and Lazy podcast. We appreciate you stopping by. Yep. So the podcast is Big and Lazy in the t-shirt. The t-shirt is coming soon.
Coming soon.
Big and Lazy, featuring First Lady. Yep.
So you got to give us something good to eat. It can be local. And something good to watch on TV. So that's the Big and Lazy part of it.
Mm-hmm. Who, me? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Family Business, have y'all seen that on BET Plus?
I started watching it in the beginning, but I stopped. Oh,
black series. It's good.
I watched it for like 3 seasons, and then I stopped.
Why?
3 seasons?
It kind of got to the writing. At first, the writing was crazy. You talking about the one with the family, everybody doing something. Uh-huh. Everybody got something to do with the business. And then your boy, what's his name? He come from old movies.
Soul Food.
Yeah. I loved it. But
I like it too.
Then they keep fucking up dude's hair. It keeps fucking up dude's hair.
It's good. You got to check it out.
No, it's real good, though. I fuck with that.
And Somewhere to Eat, 26 in Hell, The Little Stove.
Yeah.
Ah, they definitely. Fire.
Yeah.
I think everybody
Don't
in the
they
city.
Got a little shop down there on, what you call it?
Yeah, they got one on Borchtown Road, too. Yep. It's called Garrison's. So y'all go. Yeah, fire wings. And y'all know how black people, we don't like them big wings. They got them.
Right.
They got the little wings to get you right.
So, I don't know. I'm scared of the little wings. Are they too little?
I love the little wings.
You like a big wing?
I'll take a big wing over a little wing.
No.
What the fuck is this? Is this a picture?
Your shit shot up.
I don't know, man. I'll tell her to take a big one. If you give me a choice.
She got pork chops, fish, hamburgers, breakfast food.
Yeah, I had the burgers and the breakfast.
That breakfast was fine, too. Mm-hmm. I had the burger and the breakfast on two different times.
Well, I'm glad y'all like it, because that's my cousin.
Oh, yeah? That's what's up.
So,
who's the owner of it? Shout out your cousin now.
Mika. Her name's Shamika Harrison, or Shamika Garrison on Facebook. Go look up.
Okay, so before we get out of here, what do you have to come with the music, with anything you got, with the entertainment? What is to come with First Lady?
I don't know. I'm chasing a new passion. I'm not going to tell y'all because mm-hmm. I believe in doing it first before you,
mm-hmm.
right. you know, say it. But I may drop some music because everybody keep asking me. I think I'm going to drop this video that I shot a few, maybe 2 years ago. It's called Fruity Loops. I think the women's going to fuck with it.
Yeah.
What is it about Fruity Loops?
Oh, you got to guess.
Is it anything about gay guys, is it?
No. Fruity Loop.
I think I know, but I'm going to save it for the video.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know.
Where can they find you at, like, social media? Are you on SoundCloud?
Facebook, Spotify? Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. Everything's First Lady NC.
Okay. And would you...
What's the NC stand for?
Nutcase.
For real? Oh, okay. First Lady. Mm-hmm. Like, where did that come from? Like, is that some just...
I'd rather not say, but somebody actually gave me first. He did on my shirt. He gave me First Lady. Uh-huh. NC.
Okay.
So it's respectable, but back your ass up.
Yeah.
Follow me _BFINES on Instagram, _BFINES. You can follow us, Big and Lazy. We Big and Lazy everywhere. Big and Lazy, mm-hmm. 502. The Confirmed Network. You can follow that too. Mm-hmm. We underneath that.
Shout out B. Haywood, our producer.
Yeah.
And you can find me at Greedy and Lazy. _USA on Instagram. You know, this is another one, man.
It's just like it.
I think we pretty consistent, and we appreciate the love that we've been getting and the guests that we've been getting for the great conversation.
And we not on no Hollywood shit.
Nah,
like,
man.
We only record one of these a week.
Yeah.
And we got a waiting list that's 10, 15 people long.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I'm saying you can pay a little, like the Jordans, you can pay a little extra to get on top of the list.
Yep.
I ain't trying to be that type of nigga though, but just once a week, if you got 10 people, do the math. We trying to, you know what I mean? So we love all the support. Like, subscribe, comment. And who, before we get out of here, who you want to see on here next? If you could pick anybody, but you got to.
My nigga NTB Gunner. He just dropped the tape.
Yeah,
y'all
Gunner.
Make sure y'all go get that.
So you got to get him on here. You got to put that line.
Oh, I will.
Okay, yep. We appreciate that.
Plug us in. So
I'm going to tell him about it. Yeah, y'all need to get him on here.
Definitely. I'll be seeing him on.
I fuck with Gunner.
Yeah, I've been seeing him on Facebook for years. Bro, one thing he's going to do is speak his mind.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Hey,
And we
this is the right podcast for him. Yeah.
Well, shit. It's a match made in heaven then.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. We appreciate you.
Good talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Ain't no nigga fucking with me. Even if that nigga was fucking me. What y'all talking about? It's the motherfucking first lady. Bitch, I'm back.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.